A reading from the second book of Maccabees. Eleazar, one of the foremost scribes, a man of advanced age and noble appearance, was being forced to open his mouth to eat pork. But preferring a glorious death to a life of defilement, he spat out the meat and went forward of his own accord to the instrument of torture, as people ought to do who have courage to reject the food which is unlawful to taste even for love of life. Those in charge of that unfaithful ritual meal took the man aside privately because of their long acquaintance with him and urged him to bring meat of his own providing, such as he could legitimately eat, and to pretend to be eating some of the meat of the sacrifice prescribed by the king. In this way, he would escape the death penalty and be treated kindly because of their old friendship with him. But Eleazar made up his mind in a noble manner, worthy of his years, the dignity of his advanced age, and that merited distinction of his gray hair, and the admirable life he had lived from childhood. And so he declared that above all, he would be loyal to the holy laws given by God. He told them to send him at once to the abode of the dead, explaining, "At our age, it would be unbecoming to make such a pretense. Many young people would think the 90-year-old Eleazar had gone over to an alien religion. Should I thus pretend for the sake of a brief moment of life? They would be led astray by me, while I would bring shame and dishonor on my old age. Even if, for the time being, I avoid the punishment of men, I shall never, whether alive or dead, escape the hands of the Almighty. Therefore, by manfully giving up my life now, I will prove myself worthy of my old age, and I will leave to the young a noble example of how to die willingly and generously for the revered and sacred holy laws." Eleazar spoke thus, and went immediately to the instrument of torture. Those who shortly before had been kindly disposed now became hostile toward him because of what he said seemed to be to them utter madness. When he was about to die under the blows, he groaned and said, "The Lord in his holy knowledge knows full well that, although I could have escaped death, I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from the scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul because of my devotion to him." This is how he died, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. The word of the Lord. The Lord upholds me. O Lord, how many are my adversaries? Many rise up against me. Many are saying of me, "There is no salvation for him in God." The Lord upholds me. But you, O Lord, are my shield, my glory. You lift up my head. When I call out to the Lord, he answers me from his holy mountain. The Lord upholds me. When I lie down and sleep, I awake again, for the Lord sustains me. I fear not the myriads of people arrayed against me on every side. The Lord upholds me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half my possessions I give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. So when we read from the second book of Maccabees, this is one of my favorite verses or stories in the Old Testament. Here's Eleazar saying, nope, I'd rather die than be a bad example to other people. And so he does, and he does it gladly. But he doesn't go around condemning all those other ones. He just sits there and says, you know, come on, we're old. We want to show them a good example. And they get mad, of course, because they had to feel guilty as heck. They even said, oh, come on, we'll pretense. And he goes, no, I got to stand before God. And I think that's so important for all of us, that we have to remember that all of us will stand before God. And when you and I stand before God, that he will judge us on how we have lived. You know, now we're all sinners. We all have Jesus who died for us. Absolutely. But we're called to be like Christ. And so what did Jesus do again and again? The world must know that I love the Father and I do everything to please him. That's what Eleazar was doing. The world must know that I love God and I will only please him. We must live the same way. Today, not to worry about the whole life, today the world must know that we love God and we only do what pleases him. And if we live our life that way every day, then when the Lord calls us, it'll be a great day to go. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.